I found the one thing that divides our audience more than anything else we've ever posted on social media.
Besides you and I, what is it?
It's Anna and Raven. My older daughter, Hayden, who's 11, for some reason, I don't know how she did it, but she stumbled on Toddlers and Tiaras.
Okay, about 5 years after the fact, it feels like.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it had a big wave of popularity for a while.
Right, but she was too little. And I think this is actually becoming quite a thing with a lot of the younger generation right now, where because they're spending so much time at home, they're rewatching shows that like we forgot even existed.
Right.
You know?
Well, they've run out of content, right? So it's the recycle machine.
She started watching and she's obsessed. And just a little reminder of what the moms on Toddlers and Tiaras were like.
I've made promises to her that if Carly does well, she's getting a kitten.
You know, there was the usual bribery. And then if you weren't performing well enough, there would be...
You gotta step it up. Go into that restaurant. We're getting you a Mountain Dew. You've got to step it up.
They used to call them magic juice. That's what they give them. Soda, Dr. Pepper, Mountain Dew. Magic juice.
Magic juice.
Yeah.
Okay, PEDs, basically.
Right.
Now I feel conflicted and I've never watched it before in my life.
Oh, you have to watch it, Raven. Like, if there's going to be a resurgence of any show, it should be Toddlers and Tiaras.
Didn't one of the women go to jail?
It is
Is it related or unrelated? Did she go to jail because of the show?
I don't know. But remember, this is how we got Honey Boo Boo.
Well, thank God for that.
Right. She was a Toddler and Tiara girl.
Yeah. I mean, are you giving me a reason to bring the show back or hit it with a cruise missile?
Well, that's the thing that makes me laugh because I watch this and of course, it's insane. It is like you gasp. You're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this is a real thing that was part of our history. But Hayden watched it and she became like fascinated to the point where she was like, well, maybe I want to be in a pageant. But she didn't see it like from the prospect of like a toddler and, you know, gluing eyelashes on a three-year-old
or spray
tanning a two-year-old.
She saw it herself.
She told me this and I started doing some research about, all right, if she really wanted to do this, would I be cool with it? Because from a parent's point of view, you get really conflicted. But I asked on our Facebook page, and you are either one way or the other, and there is no gray in the middle.
Yeah, I can imagine so, right? Don't make the kid get up there and perform like a circus animal. But if the kid, all they want to do is perform, that's another thing.
Tony wrote, not a chance in hell. My three-year-old daughter's favorite show right now is Guy's Grocery Games. Let the competition be something she can use, like cooking, not judging yourself against other women. Okay.
I mean, you're trying to take the stand up for women's empowerment on one side. On the other side, you told her to be good at cooking.
Right.
Check yourself,
right,
Tony.
Rosanna wrote, I would totally let my child be in pageants if they enjoyed it and they had fun. But once it's not fun anymore, then they could stop. That makes sense to me, right?
Right. That's about every album from the Smashing Pumpkins.
Right. And Jennifer kind of goes on the same wavelength as me. Sure, but I pray that my daughter does not want to join them. Because in my mind, I'd be like, yeah, that's a cool idea. If somebody wanted to do it, then all the right power to them. Except when it's your kid and you're like, oh.
Looks like you'll be spending 5 days a week on the road driving to places like Pennsylvania for a pageant in the back of a Hojo's.
Well, anyway, if you want to voice your opinion on this, you can call us right now, 1-800-330-9999. Or you can head to our Facebook page, Anna and Raven, and let us know what you think.